Lime, duh.
Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, let's do it again. Quarantine Mania, baby. Hello. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bro, welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. Oh, I'm your host, the host with a nose, Dan Black, a.k.a. Dunsky Blackamora, a.k.a. Donnie Wrestling. Donnie Wrestling. A.K.A. Donnie Capri, from that time my wife did not pay for me to go to Italy. A.K.A. the modern day goof and spoof. Ha, Raja, coming at you like Cleopatra. Baby, baby, Kepa, Kepa, wee, yeah. This girl, she is mine. And
hup, 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 hum. Hum.
He's fine. What up, jabroniacs? We are back in action from our homes for your satisfaction, for everyone's satisfaction, with some spicy, spicy wrestling reactions. Wow. Hey, guys, I mean, if you're watching the video right now, by the way, this will be up in the normal main feed of the podcast, but also as well will be available on my YouTube page, the Comedians Wrestling YouTube page, slash Dan Black YouTube page, because we are recording from home in Quarantine Mania. And you can see, if you're watching, you'll be able to see who is here. But as always, to my Brady Bunch panel diagonal, I don't know which way you'll be seeing it, to my...
You're under me right now.
Yes, to my left and down, down a diagonal. He's a nasty, nasty boy. Nasty Newman.
Welcome to lockdown in the How About It Penitentiary.
Wow. Hey, well, it's not lockdown. They're letting many, many prisoners out.
they're escaping on their own.
Yes, absolutely. Different. And the first lady, the queen of what up, Erin Finnerty.
What up? What up, everybody? We're here. We're quarantined. Get used to it.
Get used to it. Because, by the way, we're advocating staying in forever. And 100%. As always, from San Diego, via Vancouver, BC, the Canadian dream slash my Canadian nightmare, Anosh McAdam.
Bienvenue, not bienvenidos, because I might be going back to Canada.
Wow.
Ooh, get that free healthcare, baby.
Yeah. That's why no one's scared up there, because every house in Canada comes with a ventilator, right?
I read that.
Ventilator. Yeah. They got ventilators coming out the air.
And a nurse, too.
Yeah. Oh.
A nurse for a nose.
Barely funny by me. But anyway, guys, we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about all the spicy wrestling stuff going on. Because surprisingly, even though it feels weird, wrestling, there's a lot going on in pro wrestling. And there's nothing going on anywhere else. Somehow wrestling, it's unbelievable. Somehow wrestling seems to be the only thing still happening in some capacity. But we'll get into that. Before we do, I just want to say we are in, right now we're currently in Quarantine Mania, and I'm hosting my nightly Twitch stream via the Cow Sportatorium, aka twitch.tv/DanBlackAttack. Every night you can watch. I have a full schedule, but basically we're doing live watch along parties of Raw, SmackDown, AEW, NXT, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Also, I'm playing 2K20 on Xbox One on there. So we're doing a ton of stuff on Twitch. And the main thing with that is and on the weekends, we're watching pay-per-views. Right now, ESPN is doing reruns of all the WrestleManias leading up to this WrestleMania. So we'd be checking that on Sundays. And We're doing the patron watch-alongs on Saturday for a pay-per-view that the patrons get to choose. So I've revamped a lot of stuff. We're putting out a ton of content. So this is a great time to support the podcast. If you could swing it, I know it's hard times, Daddy. Hard times, Daddy. But if you're doing well and you're enjoying what we're doing here at the podcast right now, please support us. One thing you can do, by the way, to support this podcast for free is if you have an Amazon Prime account, which I know everyone does. I mean, every single person does. You can go to twitchprime.com and you could subscribe to my Twitch feed, twitch.tv/DanBlackAttack. That is for free and gives cash money to the podcast, I believe on a monthly basis. So that is free. So no matter what you're doing, please, if you listen to this podcast every week, take a couple minutes, go to twitchprime.com, sign in with your Amazon account, and just be a subscriber to twitch.tv/DanBlackAttack. And you can message any of us and we'll walk you through it if it's complicated. Yeah. Anyway, I officially got another announcement for the Patreon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So watch us on Twitch nightly. It's very fun. I'm learning it. It's a blast. Patreon.com/comedianswrestling. We'll still be putting out our bonus episodes for AEW NXT Friday mornings on your way to not work. on your way from your bed to your desk, or probably more like Friday midday when you're listening to it, or Friday when you're doing dishes. Yeah, anyway, that would come out on Friday. But we're introducing, and Aaron, you can take this away.
Yes.
Cow Movie Club. So before we were doing movie dissection episodes every month, but now we got a lot of time on our hands to watch movies. So we're
doing is watching movies. So the Cow Movie Club, formerly known as the producer level on Patreon, at the $10 level, we're picking a new movie every week that is easily available to everyone on a major streaming platform. So we're starting with the Beyond the Mat documentary, which is now available on Netflix. And then from there, we're going to take it away. Dan and I have some movies kind of picked out. But we're going to kind of open things up. And usually it's the system is a movie starring a professional wrestler. And we're probably going to keep adhering to that. But we might fit in a couple movies that are outside of that box that we can always kind of shoehorn into the wrestling discussion. So
I feel like we
Isn't it a movie with a professional wrestler in it, or does it have to be starring?
Definitely not starring.
But no, it could be a professional wrestler in it. Cause I approved a couple of these movies. Like one, someone was like, could you do Waterboy? Because Big Show has like a, maybe like a 2-line cameo. And the answer is very much a yes.
Yeah. And we're taking it even looser. I think like one of my suggestions was a movie that has the girl who plays Ruby Roundhouse in Jumanji in it. You know what I mean? So we're just going to try to get something that's like easily accessible. So everyone who listens to us can watch the movie with us. You don't have to like track down something weird or rent it on iTunes.
Right. You don't have to pay like $5 to rent something. You're already at the producer level, like, the Cow Movie Club. If you're in the Cow Movie Club. So those episodes come out on Monday morning. Yeah. The movie dissections, we'll do one every weekend. Every episode will announce the next movie. So you have a week to watch it.
Yeah.
And maybe at some point we'll do a live watch along of one of them, but let's take it sleaze. Also, I just want to say you don't have to do anything, but I've added a new level of Patreon, but I just changed the name. If you're already at this level, but if you want to support the podcast, I have the Cow Mug World Order, and now you can officially get a cow mug with the coveted cow animal print, cow print logo. So basically, if you're at the $20 level or whatever, then they just Patreon just mails it to you. But if you want a cow mug, which I'm excited to get because I'm a mug guy. I'm a mug guy. Are mugs one of your guys?
Yes, mugs are one of my guys. I have too many mugs.
No, Newman's like on a glass. He's a glass guy. Well, we can make that happen. Are mugs one of your guys?
Mugs are definitely one of my guys because you can drink anything out of them and nobody knows what's in there. It's like a little secret. You know,
yo, that's the microphone I ordered.
I like to use them for snacks.
No, yours is better than this.
Cereal, ice cream.
Wow. Anyway, cool. So a lot of stuff going on with the Patreon. So we're adding mugs. You don't have to change where you're at on that. But if you want to support a little more, you can get a Cal mug. And we got the Twitch going. We're doing a lot of stuff. So if you want more Cal content, it's there for you. And support the pod. Remember, twitchprime.com. If you subscribe to my channel, twitch.tv/DanBlackAttack. It's free and helps the podcast monthly. Anyway, cool. Last announcement, and we'll get into all of it, is the eco-friendly hoodies. Friday, those are done. They're definitely – we sold enough to print them. They're definitely happening, but we're extending it because of weird times, Daddy. But Friday, that's when that order is done. Right, Aaron?
Yes, they are done on Friday. It's your last chance to get your pre-orders.
At the close of SmackDown.
Yeah, if you don't pre-order, the sizes that we're going to have after – if any are very limited. So I would advise anyone who's a patron to pre-order now.
All right. So anyway, a lot of announcements because we got a lot going on, but thank you guys for joining in on the Twitch stream and all the feedback and stuff. It's really fun, especially in this weird isolating times. I said that we're going to try to be socially distant, only physically. And I think we are succeeding, right?
I think so. We're on there. You're on there like all the time. So
yeah. All right, cool. So guys, first off, before we get into it, how are you guys holding up? How's everybody doing?
It's fine. I thrive in isolation. I've never been more powerful. I'm doing great.
That's awesome.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm doing okay. I'm every day is a new adventure, but it's fine.
Yeah, I'm like going mad. Not because it's like, oh, I'm not seeing anyone. As I'm learning, I'm like, all right, I've got to do this Twitch. Like, I'm like, I gotta get this stuff going, more Cal stuff, and like the technology. It's not that the technology is hard. Just every step of the way, there's, oh shit, I need another cord. I don't have that cord. It's like every time I take a step forward, I hit a next thing, which is like, damn. Then I'm like, well, Best Buy. Now my new thing is that my internet is, last week I was saying that I ran 100-foot Ethernet cord around the side of my house. And then it started pouring rain on the cord. Luckily, it's got the cover, but I started hanging it up. And then I'm like, all right, I got that. And then the next thing is like, now my internet's going slower. And I'm like, what's happening? Brother. I call Spectrum and they're like, they hang up on you. I waited for 20 minutes and then they go, you know what? They literally, this is automated. They just go like, you know what? We're just too busy right now. Bye. Like some version of that.
Yeah. It's like dealing with an airline. Like that's what Delta was doing. Like we can't talk now. Call you later.
And then one day it's just like me versus tech in isolation. One day it was like, I was like finished up recording we did the Twitch, we ended, and my wife had sent me a text on something that we're around each other every second. So I haven't been responding to her text because she'll text me and I just go to talk to her. Right. So right. Instead of, you know, and like it pops up, it'll show like a blue dot next to the thing. I was like, all right, I don't need to read this because we already talked about this. So I just hit delete, and then I deleted my entire text chain with my wife for our whole relationship.
Oh,
and no. I text Newman in a panic being like, yo, bro, is this backed up? And Newman, Newman was like, yeah, it is backed up. But like iPhones tell you when something is synced. Syncing is different than backing up. It's like I'm just going crazy because of the tech. I need to talk to people.
Hard times.
But I was like, do I really need like 10 years worth of texts with my wife? Like, it's not like all of them are ones I want to read back. You know what I mean?
You've never deleted a text from Jamie. It's all the way back.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think I have. I don't delete. Do you guys delete texts?
Yeah, you got to clear up that space, dude. You got to manage that storage and delete evidence.
I save texts. Like Mike and I have a text chain that's probably like years long, but there have been times where I've just been like, I gotta like clean this off my phone. Like it takes up so much of the storage, right?
Yeah, that's smart. I just also, I was just like, yeah,
Dan, you're not doing nearly enough nefarious things, bro. You gotta delete stuff.
Anosh is a villain.
Wow. You heard it here second, guys. The guy's asleep. The guy's asleep. Many people are saying the guy's asleep. But yeah, anyway, the other thing I want to address is Adam Letterman, which you would think that during this time of crisis, the guy would literally ease up. The guy literally bought a cameo from my wife. Where he made her say some vile shit about him deserving a title shot and saying that my wife paid for me to go to Italy, which is untrue. That was our honeymoon. Okay. And I'm not going to get into the finances, but that's not true. Mm-hmm. And secondly, she said he deserves a title shot. And everyone was like, oh, you're not going to respond to that, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you know what? My wife, she knew what she's doing. We talked about it. It's for charity. Okay. She's donating to charity. So say whatever you want, bro. You're not going to penetrate my marriage with your fucking bullshit. You're right. Just because you have money, you can't throw money and take me down. And not to mention the other thing, a lot of people are saying that I should try to get Letterman disbarred for his actions.
Really?
And I just want to say, I would never do that because he has a lovely wife. Okay. And I'm not looking to take away his income and make Vera be punished the way, I mean, she's already punished by being married to this guy who is a real snake in the grass. Anyway. That being said, I think we should move on.
Okay.
I will say, I did hear that I was mentioned on the Cheap Heat podcast this week. And I haven't listened to it yet, but some people were asking for me to respond. It was from a guy I know who from UCB had mentioned to me, and some people were acting like it was a shoot. I don't know, but I haven't heard it yet. So I'm sure people are just overreacting. I'll listen to it, but I'll just say I heard you guys. I'll listen to it. I'm friendly with Peter Rosenberg. We're on good terms, so I don't know what that is, but I figured I'd bring it up because a bunch of you messaged me about it. I'll look into it. I'll respond to it. Okay. Anyway,
Okay. Let's
get into it. There's no other sports on TV right now except for pro wrestling. It's kind of nuts. Like
I wouldn't notice anyway.
That's the thing. Is like,
I don't watch them.
I wouldn't notice either. And this didn't strike me as being totally weird until they were like announced that they're going to show Manias on ESPN.
Right.
They're like, oh, there's no other content. And then that's the only thing that made me realize like, oh yeah, other sports aren't happening. I was like, they're not doing like, you know, I don't know. Like, you can't play tennis with no crowd?
You can't play tennis? You can do all of them with no crowd. Not to. Yeah, I think they're just choosing not to, right?
So that's my point is, how reckless is it of WWE to be operating at all right now?
Extremely.
Right.
I think.
Because what I think they're doing is, if I had to guess, is right now they're saying they're taping WrestleMania right now. I think WrestleMania is already in the can, you know? And I think what's going on is they're probably staggering how many people are in the building. So they're like, Triple H, they're like, all right, AJ, Taker, you show up. Well, you guys are older, so you guys get like a 9 a.m. match. They get the 9 a.m., the earlier bird Mania special taping time. And they literally have the ref, right? But my point is there's going to be two announcers. There's going to be a ref. There's going to be some people in Gorilla.
Nice touching each other.
A lot of perspiration, a lot of moisture.
Yeah, a lot of droplets flying around.
Well,
like, especially Triple H when he does the spit thing.
Oh my God. Well,
he's not, Triple H is in wrestling, but I'm saying
I could infect a Coliseum with that.
Oh my God. Triple H gives everybody coronavirus by entering at WrestleMania, infects an entire arena.
No.
But, yeah. So I'm saying, like, probably my guess is how this is going is WWE is only going to care about what people can see on camera, right? So they'll probably keep the announcers not at ringside, is my guess. They'll keep them like the Raw ramp, right? Or they're at the
top. Yeah, like off to the side.
So that it'll be the two wrestlers in ring. But they also announced the women's match is like eight of them in ring, right?
Right.
It's like crazy. WWE is so corny.
That's not great.
They don't even have to. No one gives a fuck about wrestling. The government doesn't give a shit about wrestling. They don't even say, like, are you guys checking temperature? Like, nothing, right? Like, there's nothing.
There's no controlling it, too. It's like, I think it's almost like, why even bother, like, trying to rein in these freaks?
Yeah.
At least they don't travel the world.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Right.
Yeah.
But it puts into perspective that these are huge men. Puts into perspective how little wrestling it matters. Like, I don't know what else to say, right? Like, it's like no one, like, there's no rules that don't apply to it. It's almost like, why don't they just have the thing in Tampa? Like, what the fuck? No one cared. No one's right. Talking about WrestleMania. Yeah. Anyway, here's my other point about this. And this is what I wanted to run by you guys. Right now, I was thinking AEW is as close to being on a level playing field with WWE as ever. I feel like, right? They have got to recognize.
Their show was good on Wednesday.
Their shows on, the size of arenas, the production, it's going to be, right now, they can basically broadcast an equivalent product to WWE. And they're at a slight advantage because NXT storylines have been gone to a halt. That's Wednesday. And the main roster is all older talent. Zanosh cleaning his windows.
On the outside cleaning his windows.
You guys, this is the funniest moment in cow history.
Unprecedented.
I was like, are you guys watching this?
I mean, this guy, so guys, you gotta, if you're listening to this podcast, go to the YouTube page.
Check out the video.
This is not a plug. Don't even subscribe. This is not just to plug my YouTube. It's not that at all. You gotta see Anosh. He messaged me. I'll be right back. He muted his mic and then he went to clean his windows. And he,
I know.
Yeah, I think like, he's getting a ShamWow. He's headed, right?
He's climbing in one of those like rigged units that you like pull up.
Oh my God. This is so fucking funny. I can't, when is this guy? Anyway, okay.
You guys, just watch the video.
Soon Dooman, to you. Yo. Here's what I'm saying. I want you to know a thing of this proposal. AEW, NXT right now. If I'm AEW, I call up TNT. I call up Ted Turner. Oh my God. Anosha is a hose. God,
he's going to
full on power wash his windows.
What is happening, you guys?
How do I make this full screen?
Look at him.
Oh my God.
This guy is crazy. Oh my God. This podcast is better than ever right now. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm getting a whole new glimpse into Anosha's life.
Anosha is a responsible window guy.
Oh here's my God.
Oh, well, okay. But here's the AWB, okay? So if I call up TNT and I'd be like, yo, can we broadcast on Mondays? I switched to Mondays. This is the time to go to Monday.
Yeah no. Why not?
It's like a devious idea. I like it.
WWE right now, Raw, they're showing old matches. AEW has they're firing on all cylinders right now, right? Mm-hmm. WWE is doing full-on filler content. I think it's a great idea to be like, we're the better show. And I would broadcast commercials during Raw right now being like, are you tired of seeing old Mania matches you already saw? Go to AEW right now. The main event's going to be this. It seems like a really cool way to get. And then WWE will probably have to respond or something. I don't know. Feels like an opportunity. No?
Well, why do you think that ESPN is playing old WrestleManias and not like old Super Bowls?
I asked all of this. I think they are doing that, but
they are because there was one on before WrestleMania.
I think what they're saying is people don't care about sports once they're done, right? Like people don't go back and watch sports like wrestling or whatever, you know? It's true. Like I've never heard any of my sports friends be like, yo, I went back and watched that Super Bowl. It was so sick. Right.
Right. Or like no one has like fond memories of like, I mean like psychos, maybe like fond memories of like a past that happened during a Super Bowl game or whatever. Not like in wrestling where it's like, oh, you remember this? Like I remember watching this for the first time. Like, it's just not stuck in your memory because it's kind of the same every year. It's just football.
Right. But so what I'm saying go Birds. Is that the Go Birds.
This is a bagel sweatshirt, by the way.
That's great.
Go Bagels. Go Bagels.
I don't think that AEW will do that, though. Like, it's a fun idea, but they're not going to.
No, they won't do it. And it's not because they're like idiots or whatever. It's a ridiculous idea. But I'm saying right now they have an opportunity. They've talked about going, oh, my God, Anoshi's power washing the windows. He's shooting the windows with a hose. He's not acting like he sees us either, right? Like, I don't think he knows that he's.
No.
He's doing it with such confidence. I bet he was in the live stream and was like, you know what? Those windows look cloudy behind me. I'm going to go clean them real quick.
Yeah, I mean,
they do look real clean now, to be fair.
This is, I mean, anyway, so what I'm saying is that right now, AEW has the objectively better product for any viewer. If you put them next to each other, they would be like, oh, this one's better. I just think so. With no crowd, with stories that have been completely dismantled. Like, for example, AJ Taker, we haven't even seen Michelle McCool. Like the whole story is based around Michelle McCool, who we haven't seen. Like the first rule of improv, right? You're talking about someone who's not there, right? Like it's like that's the whole thing.
It's Rowan's spider. It's like the thing. You know what I mean? Like it gets built up and built up, and it's never there and never there, and then yeah,
exactly. Oh, no, Newman, totally. But so, Raw. So like the episode of Raw last night, we watched it on the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/DanBlackAttack. Good time. Going to be playing 2K20 tonight for the first time.
How many people watch with you?
We get up to like 30 and it like varies, but it's just new. So it started. We were the highest watched Twitch stream for 2K20 at one point the other night.
Oh yeah. Cause nobody plays that game.
No one plays it except me.
Right.
But I'm gonna play a little Magic the Gathering on there too at some point. But here's the deal, folks. Many people. Raw. It was like they opened Raw with a Heyman promo, and then they showed one of my favorite matches, but a replay of Royal Rumble 2015, Brock, Rollins, Cena, triple threat. But it made me think, and I felt like if I was watching from the Twitch stream, people were dropping off the Twitch stream because they're like, oh, this is all this is, all Raw is. But when you watch the rest of Raw, there was a lot of new matches.
Yeah.
So it was like, I feel like people, I guess my question to you guys is, do you think that the casual fan is more excited about a repeat match now? Like, you know, I guess let's call him the casual fan for lack of a better term. Let's call him the coronavirus fan, right?
Yeah.
Like the person who's like, and I don't even know if this person exists, who's like, I got no sports fix right now. I'm going to tune into Raw. Does that person exist?
maybe. Like someone who really just leaves ESPN on. Like, do people like sports that much? I don't know.
Well, here's like a pivot conversation, all right? And I want your guys' opinion of this. So, do you think the wrestling fan, right? There's something about the three of us, right? Not counting Anosh or his windows. The three of us where we became fans of wrestling. Why? Is that, I almost think it's like a gene. I think you're like susceptible to it. Like I think some people see it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I watched with my dad when I was like little. So it was like pre-programmed. And then I got back into it as a grown woman because I like hot dudes and watching people fight and drama. So I think it all kind of adds up. I think more people would like it if they watched it also. Oh, here's Anosh.
Anosh is drying the windows.
Whoa.
Anyway. Newman, what do you think?
You think I know it's good or what?
Do you, because it's a two-part question. I'll start with just the first part is, do you think that people will become wrestling fans is like, there's like, people can be converted, or it's kind of just like a personality type? You know what I mean?
I think people can be converted.
Yeah,
for sure. You take if you take almost anybody to like a small live wrestling show, they'll get it right away. And then from there, it's just sort of like finding that little thing about the niche that they identify with. So yeah, I think people can be converted. I think people can, but I think the vast majority of people are just like us, where we watched as kids and then we lapsed and now we're coming back.
They got to get you. It's like cigarettes. They got to like get you as a kid, or they got you during the Attitude Era. Like that's like the boomers, like the boomers of pro wrestling are the Attitude Era, right? Like the boomers. I could see that. Yeah, that's great. But
okay, and not everyone can be converted, though. I think that's important.
No.
Right? Like not everyone is susceptible.
Almost nobody can.
Yeah. Like
it's all about the game and how you play it.
Right.
Great.
Have you tried, Aaron, unsuccessfully?
I have no idea. My setup is so good now to convert to do this podcast.
I don't think, I just know, like, you would think, like, me, like, talking about it and then, like, being on a podcast would get some of my friends to show remote interest, but, like, my best friends have zero interest in anything that I do that's wrestling related. But I also have some friends who are like, oh, like I got into it because I heard, wanted to hear you on the podcast, and now I'm like following it a lot. Like, so I don't know.
Yeah. It's possible. I mean, that's kind of my thought is that like, I just think wrestling, it doesn't mean that if you're WWE, you have to still treat it in a way where you can create fans. You have to be able to get bigger. And the next Rock comes along whenever he does, and you'll get that next Attitude Era wave or whatever. But, it'll happen. Wrestling goes in waves like that. But my thing is like this idea that if we show you an older match, there's fans out there who are going to be like, I tune out when you show me something old. I'm immediately like, oh, this is whack. Like it for anything, right. Unless I'm like actively seeking out, like I'm going to watch a classic thing. Right.
Yeah. I mean like reselling the Rumble was crazy because it was so recent. Right. It was like, who was that for?
Anoush, great job cleaning your windows.
Oh my God, we loved
I've been procrastinating for so long. They're so filthy.
I mean, that's one of the most ridiculous moments in the history of this podcast. You go outside, all of a sudden I'm like, is Anoush cleaning his windows? He did a little like, you guys, the framing of his picture, you can see it if you watch it, the video is, he's on the microphone. He's like, I'll be right back. Walks off frame and there's windows in the back. And then he's outside the window.
That's been like, good framing.
The set of a sitcom.
Like, it was a little glary out there, so I couldn't really see the computer screen.
Yeah. Anyway, we saw you so clear. It's hilarious.
That's funny.
But anyway, my point is that.
So what's the second part of the question?
This question is, are they better off playing older stuff or newer stuff? Like, do you think that I think they lose the regular audience by showing repeats. People are like, oh, what's the point of Raw? We saw it in our thread and we saw it in the Twitch. People were dropping off because they're like, I'll go play. One guy was like, oh, I'm just going to go play video games. You know, like that kind of vibe.
I mean,
Newman is paused.
Newman is frozen.
Newman's frozen. Newman
oh my God, he's frozen. This is good for the video, I guess.
You're back.
You were frozen, dude.
I'm back.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck it. I didn't say anything important anyway.
You took a DMT break. All right. Anyway, guys, we're never going to get that opinion from Newman, and I think we should just leave it there. So, all right, cool. But it's awesome. Wrestling is happening. I just think they should take advantage of the fact that they're able to show a lot of matches. I just thought the way the pacing of that pay-per-view, that Raw was like, it made everybody think there was going to be reruns. Why? Now, here's what I want to move on to. what do you think a Boneyard match is? AJ Styles challenging Undertaker to a Boneyard match. It was the it literally is like, I challenge you to a David S. Pumpkins match. Like, what? It's because they can't say graveyard?
No. Is that true?
Because they're going to get creative and like fill it up with bones.
With bones?
I mean, well, what is a boneyard? Is it a euphemism for a graveyard?
This is my boneyard now. Just to let you know, Anosh walked off camera. So I'm expecting him to, in a pulley system, to come down from the top of the screen and be cleaning his windows like a professional window washer.
A boneyard may refer to a cemetery or a graveyard.
Yeah, okay. I think they just don't want to say graveyard because it's like PG. And because they're going to have
to show a severed head.
Well, they're, and by the way, I just want to make sure I don't say this. WB Network is free right now. If you download WB Network, it's free. And kudos to WB. I mean, they're doing a lot of smart shit here. They're making some they're doing a couple things where, well, I wouldn't have done that or whatever. But ultimately, like right now, their content is free. They're going to convert some new friends. They are going to convert some new fans. I think more likely than not, they'll get some lapsed fans back who are looking for content and they'll pop back in. That'll be more
because it's free.
Yeah, and they'll be like, it's Mania. Mania is going to be free. It's going to be 2 days of new content. No one has new content. They're losing a lot of money, but from a long-term perspective, might gain respect from fans for putting on a good show. If they start Mania off with a fucking We Are America, We Will Persevere package, you know what I mean? People are going to eat that shit up.
No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. While we all return to work and get sick again. Anyway, so I think that's a smart thing. A Boneyard match. What I mean, do you think they wrestle at a Boneyard's, you know, or a graveyard?
Are they going to film it like House of Horror style in a boneyard, or is the ring just filled with bones?
Well, I think that the only way to make it cool would be in an actual graveyard. Now, the only problem with that is there's two elements to that. If they this is what I would do. If, you know, now they're locked. I wouldn't have called it a boneyard match, but let's assume we're locked in. Do it Final Deletion style. Put a ring, and as a fuck you to Matt for leaving, right? Put a ring in the middle of a graveyard because you need a ring for AJ to shine, right?
Right.
But if you put fucking bones in the arena, in an empty arena, it's going to look stupid.
Whack. It's going to look more like the Halloween store.
Yeah.
Where the grown spider came from.
I don't think they're going to do bones.
I think they're going to do it from a graveyard. I think it's going to be House of Horror style. Because they're pre-taping. No,
they're
going to
bone. They're going to bone.
Oh,
in a yard.
Yes, that's right. It's a porn in a yard. Wow.
No, it's not pornography. That.
It's
them boning in a yard.
Oh, right. Well, that's good to know. A boneyard match. I don't know. I mean, can you imagine AJ Styles? He has to go out there and they like, I mean, you have to push back at some point. They go, it's a boneyard match. You just be like, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. it's a bone.
Here's a question. Yeah. Is the yard that...
Anytime Newman gets into a point, he freezes.
No.
It's hilarious. We don't get Newman's points. This is my boneyard now.
He looks like he has a good point, too. He looks... he's back. Froze. He froze with a very...
I know I froze again. Is the yard that Roman Reigns talks about a boneyard?
Yeah, because the guy's a fucking...
Because he's the big dog. And dogs like bones.
Yeah, he's the big dog and he likes bones.
The show Bones.
All right. Let's talk about Newman. Wait, do you want to get that? Was that your point that lagged? Or did you have another point?
Yep, that was it. Good thing I said it again.
I'm glad we got you. And by the way, Newman, have you said on the podcast that beards are over yet?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I have. Beards are done.
You have.
No, beards are done. Shave the beard. They're over.
What should I shave?
I wouldn't call that a beard, but shave it.
I have a straight up, I have like a hipster beard. I have like a fucking, like a shit pirate beard or whatever. You know,
you have a D'Artagnan beard.
From the Three Musketeers?
Yeah.
He's my favorite Musketeer.
The one
who's chilled.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Jamie Lee entering. Special guest Jamie. Entrance. She says hello. All right.
Get your chin right. Get your facial care right. Beards are done. Shave the beard.
All right. Next question. Not a question, but let's talk about promos for a second. So we have no crowd. And kind of the amazing thing that I'm seeing is that, like, if you can hang on the mic, you benefit greatly from no crowd. Mm-hmm. Seth Rollins this week got to put on the performance of his life. I felt like
it was right? So good. Yes.
It kind of shows you that, like, some performers are really hindered by the crowd. The crowd really fucks up promos sometimes.
Yeah. And the fact that there's no crowd, the camera works different too. They're like zooming in on faces. Right. And, like, capturing more expressions and like subtleties and stuff that I really like. He's shining.
Cause Rollins and Orton and Edge have our guys, and obviously Heyman, have completely nailed these promos with no one there. But then like AJ was wonky. Baron Corbin cut one that was like terrible, was like kind of corny, even though, and Gronk was not good, obviously, but he's not a wrestler. And Shayna Baszler was horrible. Horrible.
Bad.
Yeah. So I think that's the cool thing. It's like, it kind of makes me think like, there is something cool. Like Randy Orton. Oh my God. Newman is on the street. Yo, Newman, Newman's not being socially distanced. He's changed his background. So it looks like he's at
Burning Man, guys.
Oh, really? It's a picture of Burning Man. Newman's
I want to change my background. I had a cool one when I was on my phone.
Here we go. Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Anyway, so I'm just saying I'm really liking the promos. Like Orton cut his promo. I don't even know the words he said. I was like, oh, I'm just captivated by the performance. Like, there's something nice about silence with some of these guys. And like, sometimes because you can hang on mic, they throw you out to the crowd. And some of these guys deserve to have little quiet mic time. It was great. I loved it. I think because of Shayna's performance, I think Becky's going to beat her. I think.
Yes, I agree.
I don't think Vince is going to pull the trigger.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Newman, I know you're a Shayna guy.
I mean, you know how it is when somebody's one of your guys. Like, it doesn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. And this is all bullshit anyway. It's all subjective.
Well, so,
fuck it.
It's all bullshit. Well,
I don't think I stick to my point with Shayna Baszler.
Well, she shouldn't be talking. Like, just have her beat people up. It's the same thing as like with early reigns. Just who cares? Let them beat people up. Shouldn't, they're just doing the wrong thing with
people.
Let her beat people up.
Yeah, I mean, she was really bad. It was like, the only thing is that look, she looked huge compared to Charlie.
Oh, well. Charlie's a tiny human being, I think, right?
Yeah. But it was like, oh, they should do that. They were sitting in chairs next to each other. It looked like Andre the Giant sitting like this, like Danny DeVito. is Andre the Giant here?
Danny DeVito.
Oh, okay. Finally. Well, Andre has to go.
he sounds like, I thought that was Shawn Michaels.
Oh, Shawn Michaels. I don't have Shawn Michaels music. I can't conjure him right now. Do any of you guys care about Ron Gronkowski?
Including you and Osh.
I think he's trying to make a ham-fisted transition into comedy. And I don't know, it's kind of working sometimes. It's kind of not working sometimes. He seems
kind of working sometimes.
I've seen him do a couple of things where he was like, okay, and then a lot of the times not okay. So, but I don't know, if you're a football player and you got nothing better to do, Godspeed.
Well, no, I'm actually asking your legitimate opinion, because I know that Newman and Aaron, we're marks. This guy's got to get out of here. This guy, as far as I'm concerned, he's never existed before he popped up on SmackDown.
He's in wrestling now. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
He's hosting WrestleMania.
Now that he
comes with Mojo Rawley.
Broken Mojo.
What's Gronk's like gimmick? Is he like a...
He doesn't have a gimmick. He's Gronk. He plays himself. Yeah. But like, I'm saying, you as a guy who seems that you have some kind of affinity for him, it seems like.
No, I don't. I never followed his career or anything.
If he's at WrestleMania, does that do anything for you?
No.
Okay.
I don't care too much about football personalities.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like,
sorry to stifle the conversation, but
you did it. I was thinking, like, what celebs came in if were they at WrestleMania? You would be like, that's awesome. That's not the Rock question.
Because it's the Rock.
Yeah. I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, that's not the Rock. Like, what is, are there any like main like it, I mean, if like DiCaprio showed up. Would you care? Yeah,
of course. Everyone would want to watch that. But you know what? I'd love. Aaron will disagree with me, but I'd like to see Ryan Reynolds in there.
Give me a break.
He's got the Marvel. He's got the Marvel history, and he's jacked.
So annoying.
Ryan Reynolds would blow it. Yeah. He would blow it.
He would be a so full comedy. Yeah.
He would do his thing. It wouldn't translate.
His thing wouldn't translate.
He wouldn't nail it. But I do like, I think Ryan Reynolds is funny.
I'm just thinking of like Jack dudes who could perform on a physical level. That would be interesting.
That's not what I want.
There's only a limited amount of people who we want to see. Like Conor McGregor, people go insane, right?
Jack Nicholson.
Al Pacino.
Yeah, that's true. Scorsese.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Carrot Top.
He's jacked.
Joey Pants would be great. I would love Joey Pants in wrestling.
Joe Pantaleone? No one would even know who that is.
Yeah, he would be really dope.
Keanu Reeves. People go nuts for Keanu Reeves.
I go nuts for Keanu Reeves. I love him. One of my guys.
Yeah.
Joey Pants was in Ready to Rumble.
Oh, that's right. You're right. He was.
He was on WCW.
Yeah, Joey Pants. He's an experienced
Joey
better.
Pants was played Bischoff in Ready to Rumble, basically, right? And he had kind of like a Native American cultural appropriation.
And he had the weirdest death. Do you remember he died like a ladder went in his ass or something?
Spoiler alert.
Don't spoil Ready to Rumble, bro.
Yeah, sorry, spoilers.
People will go nuts for Arquette. He would be a huge face.
He's like in the industry. Yeah. That's different.
I think they'd go nuts for Conan O'Brien. I think they would like
everyone.
He would do those
Coco.
Like dancey moves that he'd kick people.
I think he would blow it. Conan would blow it. Conan would blow it too.
He would be too silly.
Yeah,
that's the thing though, they think that they need to do like Gronk or like boxers or like other athletes when people really want. Like Will Ferrell or like actors or celebrities.
Well, they had Michael Che and Colin Jost.
Cast of Jersey Shore. Seth Green. The cast of Love is Blind.
I'm surprised Will Smith has never been in.
I would see Barnett versus Josh Barnett.
Barnett versus Josh Barnett. Yeah.
I want
nuts for Barnett versus Josh Barnett.
Barnett. What a scumbag.
Shaq to come back.
Frank Thomas, hit him with a hurt.
Frank Thomas, which come on and push Nugenics.
Yeah, low T, get the total T treatment. I love that. Your wife will love it too.
Yeah, she'll love it too.
Jay Leno was like a full-on wrestler for a while there, remember?
No, he had one.
I thought he had a few matches.
Karl Malone wrestled in WCW.
Yeah, that was insane.
So guys that like people love, it's like Stephen Amell. Like if you take it real seriously, people respect that. The thing is, if you don't understand wrestling, because Michael Che and Colin Jost did a good job, actually. I didn't care that they were there, but like Michael Che's I know is a mark. He knows his deal. And he they played it like Colin didn't know wrestling, and he had a couple of, he had a good gimmick going. One of the better, he had one of the better gimmicks going of insulting guys by accident. It was the same tactic that Skylar Astin used on Bobby Lashley, being like, hey, we're both Jack guys.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Friend of the show. We got to get Skylar back in the mix. Anyway, yeah, so anyway, back to this thing. So, yeah, Gronk, you know, whatever. So let's talk about this Braun Strowman thing. Did you guys see?
Yeah, I did.
So let's, I want to give him a fair view here. Okay. So people jumped out. Like I saw an article being like Braun Strowman is canceled, you know, blah, blah, blah.
No.
So we've seen a lot of behavior out of Braun Strowman. Like before he's, you know, kind of, I think it's fair to say he's a very right wing guy, right? It's fair to say
he's an idiot, I think.
Right. He said this. He said this during the coronavirus scare, right?
Like 3 days ago, yeah.
Right. And this is his full, let's see, the full two tweets I saw. Here we go with more of the somebody pay for my bills stuff. If you can't afford your bills, maybe you should change professions. That's why I quit Strongman. I loved it, but I couldn't afford to live. So instead of making a GoFundMe or a Patreon, dick, wanting someone else to take care of me, I went out and I worked harder than I ever have in my life to get where I am. What happened to being accountable for your own actions? And then another, one of his people wrote him a bunch of messages, and one of his replies was, and for anyone that goes, that's easy for you to say, you're a WWE superstar. Just FYI, 7 years ago, I moved to Florida with everything I owned in a Kia Soul with $150 to my name when I started this. Yeah. And yeah. So what do you guys think?
There's nothing that can be said. He's doing what everybody does. Yeah. He's doing what everybody does, which is take his personal experience and then universalize it and say, oh, everybody's experience is like my experience. Why aren't you doing what I did? He's an infant mentally. He's an infant.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, how unfair to say that at this time when, like, you know, the gig economy and a lot of people don't have jobs. It's like, it just doesn't apply right now. Like the people who he's talking about do have jobs. They just, it's right now we're in this crisis where people need more help. And I think that's really unfair for him to say.
Yeah. I mean,
also I drive a Kia Soul, but like I'm half his size. Like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, first off him fitting. Yeah. The struggle of fitting into a Kia Soul for him is something I actually had, to be honest, I had compassion for him thinking about him getting into a Kia Soul. And he seems, I mean, I just think that exactly. I think it's like what he said is like, there's some merit to what he said. In a different time, right? Like at a different time, there's a merit of like, there are a lot of people. I'm sure there are people asking for this, people with the wrong attitude. I agree. And you can inspire people. But during a global pandemic where the economy has essentially halted for millions and millions of people, and you're acting like they're looking for handouts because they are doing nothing. Like it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's frankly idiotic.
Yeah.
There's kind of no excuse for it. Right?
I muted his Instagram and like stopped. Like I was just like, I like Braun Strowman, but that just like left a really bad taste in my mouth just because it's like such a bad time and so unfair right now to so many people to say that, especially someone who like a lot of people follow.
Right.
Ridiculous.
And On the flip side of this whole thing, I want to talk about, we had talked about, me and Newman and a while back had talked about Strowman when he was white hot, how he should be the face of the company. And after these comments, I'm like, thank God he's not. Like, you see the value in a Cena when you see something like this. It's like, who's the same guy on and off the court, has compassion for other people. And you see that you can't actually see him. No, that's not what it was. You can't see it. And that his time is now. No, you actually, for a long period of times, you can't fake it. We saw it with Rollins. It's like, you can be the guy, but you can't fake being the guy. That job is too demanding that your personality, your real self will come out. Right. Mm-hmm. And so his real personality was trash. I'm sorry. I'm not saying that he's trash. I'm saying that personality type is trashy. I'm not calling him trashy.
It's
I'm saying,
Florida trash.
Right. And so I'm saying he's a natural heel, so he could never be the baby face of WWE, like the key baby face. So that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
You can't have no compassion for people like that. It's ridiculous in times of when it's not. This is not the time to spew off lazy partisan arguments.
The interpretation right? that I had heard was that it was actually, I mean, not I'm not making an excuse for him, but that he was speaking primarily about indie wrestlers.
I heard that
about
too.
Like people in general, but it doesn't change it. But
it doesn't change it either because indie wrestlers now can't go to Florida.
Point. Exactly. Great point talking about indie wrestlers. I mean, first off, if you look at a guy who I'm not saying is a natural baby face, right? But if you look at a guy like a Jericho, he wrote that book that's like no is a four-letter word or whatever, right? And like his whole thing is like, yo, people told me I can't be a wrestler. They told me you can't be a rock star. Like, I just blocked them out and I do both, right? I mean, when Jericho was already a majorly successful wrestler, started Fozzy, right? We were all like, why is he fucking doing Fozzy? That's a joke. Now he's selling out full crews every year, rocking out. He has a song that is our favorite. It's all of our number one listed song right now. You know what I'm saying? And so, to have this attitude, you can look at it in two ways, which is like, oh, look at me, like you, Newman, you said. You can look at it two ways. You can go, oh, look what I did. I pulled myself my bootstraps. Everyone should follow me because blah, blah, blah. Or you could see like, oh, because I believed in myself. You know what I mean? Like you could spin it positive or negative. Because I believed in myself, I was able to be successful. He chooses the way he spins his message and he chooses to make it the more hateful way to say the same exact thing.
Because it's defensive too. It's like him like having to reassure himself about his,
he's also talking about in wrestling. He's also a genetic freak. I mean, the guy is 8 feet tall. So it's like, oh yeah, that's why he's a big wrestler. He didn't get in WWE because he's an amazing wrestler. They put him in because he fit in the Wyatt family. He got cast in the Wyatt family and then they let him figure out how to wrestle on the job. You know what I mean? It's like so kind of ridiculous. Not that I'm not taking away from his talent, but I'm saying there's going to be a wrestler I don't know. Look at like Christopher Daniels. Are you saying that a guy like him is, he's like 48 or something and he's in AEW and he's probably, you know, wrestlers like that, because they're not in WWE or whatever, like everyone pops at different times. They mature, they find their voice at different times, they find gimmicks. Some wrestler will have a Matt Hardy like run, but never have Matt Hardy 1.0. And a guy like Braun will be the reason we don't get that gift of his talent. Because of this shit, we'll scare him out of wrestling, you know? Ridiculous. It's not the first time. I followed his Instagram and stuff, and I'm always kind of like, oh, I see this guy's deal. You know what I mean? Look, I get it.
Yeah, he like hunts and like lives in Florida. And, like,
well, the one thing I have no tolerance for, I don't know if he even did this, is like, if you kill exotic cats, I just have no tolerance for that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did he do that?
I've never seen proof that he does that. But if I ever saw that, that's like I can't even handle that. Anyway, all right. Here, how about a lighter topic? Okay, Aleister Black. Although he would argue a darker topic. Maybe he would say arguably there is no color. It's more of talking about him as just a black mask. Oh yeah, fade to gray. I think that Vince loves Aleister Black now.
Yeah.
He had the best looking black mask I ever saw on some jobber on Raw.
We saw it live on the stream.
Yeah. I think Aleister Black has my favorite squash matches. They're just like this guy, he comes out to some like tiny ass jabron. I'm like, this guy got approved to wrestle. They can find jobbers right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like,
catering.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, right.
This guy, I was like, you know, he's literally in my head, I'm like, they're like people who had corona and are now immune. That's who that's their jobbers. You know what I mean?
Right.
But anyway, this guy comes out, Aleister Black, they're wrestling. The guy's so small. He comes out the center of the ring. Aleister Black meets in the center of the ring and then just sits cross-legged. And then the guy's like, what are you doing? And then the guy goes to Aleister Black stands up. He goes to swing it up. He does the Matrix style swing back. And then just as this guy's spinning around, he Black masses him while he's spinning. So the guy's like momentum keeps going. It's very great. I think Aleister Black will win the Money in the Bank briefcase this year, I believe.
That would be cool.
I think that's what they're going to do with him. I think Vince is like, oh, I see this guy's deal now. I'm starting to just feel it. Like his booking is they're building him. They're making him strong. They're building him. He does have a singles match against Bobby Lashley at Mania. And I'm expecting a clean win for Aleister. And then
a
heading
clean
into
pre-show win.
Yeah. Well, not pre-show because there's two shows.
Pre-show,
it's
right?
Friday night or Saturday night or Sunday.
That's a Saturday night item, in my opinion.
Here's another thing. Bayley had a funny joke on SmackDown.
I didn't hear it.
Bayley said Paige was adding women to her match. She was like, oh, I'm adding another superstar. Here's another one. And then she's like, oh, you know what? Maybe you want to add in Tamina while you're at it? Does she even work here anymore? And made me laugh. And then
that's her delivery.
That's it. There's nothing. I just try to give Bailey. I'm trying to see positive. So I try to get Bailey made me laugh, you know?
It's hard for me to see positive.
I don't have to do that?
No.
Bailey.
Not for Pam. Not for Pamela.
Okay. I believe this. Drew McIntyre, besides people afflicted with and infected with coronavirus, the biggest victim of the coronavirus is Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Besides people directly inflicted and infected with this.
Dead?
Yeah.
Dead? The people who have not died but have been diagnosed.
Right.
Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
And then below Drew McIntyre, like the families of everyone who's been affected.
No, that's still above. That's still above. We're not pieces of shit.
That's still above.
There's a lot of people above Drew McIntyre. All right.
Yeah.
But
okay.
at tier five, where it starts to be a little loose, the top guy at tier five,
Drew McIntyre.
So that we're still sensitive to what's going on. I mean, because I am.
100%.
Is Drew McIntyre, and God, the guy literally, he got fired from this business, came back, and then he came back. He rose to the top of the mountain and is losing his moment. I feel bad for him, but you know, put things in perspective. Not a huge, you know.
You don't think that this is going to make it better though when it finally does return to normal, or you think he's just done?
I just think that on the, you know, Vince being like the thing was like, oh, let's send him home happy. I think in the grand scheme of things now we're in the zone of, is it worth making Brock look weak to win in front of no one?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
But don't people like Drew McIntyre? Like, don't we want to see him have his moment and like win and,
yeah,
you know, that would make people happy. I think it's okay.
No, they should save it for next year when they're here.
Yeah.
When WrestleMania happens and it's going to be insane.
Get a redo in LA.
Well, they could. That's what they could do. Jamie Lee in the background of the video.
Jamie Lee.
In the fun pants, in the Dusty Rhodes gear.
Is she getting ready to go wash the windows?
Yes.
She's going outside.
Yesterday I set my grill on fire.
Outdoors? Yeah.
I guess I didn't clean my grill enough. So I started like a grease fire in it.
Mm.
So the whole grill after I turned it out just went on fire. Have you ever seen this?
Yeah.
Is it a charcoal grill?
Propane.
Oh no.
So I quickly disconnected the propane and like dragged it across the yard. And then I just hung back, and then I couldn't find my fire extinguisher. I was gonna spray it, but then it just went out because it just like burned up all the grease, you know.
Dude, be careful.
Well, I gotta go clean it. I didn't even know it was. It's one of those learning experiences. It'll never happen again. I never knew it was even a thing.
You didn't know you had to clean your grill.
I do clean the grill, but I didn't clean it often enough.
Oh my God, I've never used a grill before, so I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't buy one. I bought when I moved to LA, and I was just like from New York City. I was like, I'll get a grill.
I'm gonna be grilling all the time.
Yeah, just a guy who bought a grill. No one said, no one told me you gotta, like, you know, I don't know.
Well,
I clean the grate every single time I use it, but I think you gotta clean out with the guts.
Yeah. You should have got a charcoal grill, man, until you were able to handle a propane grill.
Is that true?
Yeah,
is charcoal safer?
Charcoal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems more complicated for me.
It's actually a lot simpler. I bet you just light them on fire.
Speaking of fire, Roman Reigns and Bill Goldberg, Boneyard Reigns. Their whole feud is based around a tweet that we talked about on this podcast now, officially. Their tweet, their feud is based around Reigns saying, fans asking him why he punches a pad, right?
Is it really based on this?
Yeah. That's what they talked about. They're head-to-head this week, their contract signing. Michael Cole, first question asked. Reigns, you made a comment here. You said, I don't punch it. I punch a pad because I don't want to hurt my wrist or whatever, you know? And he's like, I don't want to like break my face like Goldberg or whatever the fuck the tweet was. And then Goldberg's response was like, I've broken steel doors all around this world. Basically, like, you're next, you know, whatever. But their whole feud is around that. And Reigns being like, why they asked him why he said it. He said, I said it because why not? Because this guy's walking around with a title that he didn't even really win from me or whatever. I don't know what it is. It's
who cares?
Yeah.
Truly do not care about Goldberg Reigns whatsoever.
I said this on the Twitch stream, which is they successfully found a way for Roman's not going to get booed because there's no one there to boo him. I mean, he's going to look like a hero for the first time.
Somehow there will be boos.
We'll all be booing from our homes. You'll be able to hear it.
Well, honestly, everything about Reigns, they always get it wrong. It's like, okay, so the feud here is that Roman is like, oh, I punch a pad because I don't want to be an idiot like Goldberg. So it's like the tough guy's thing is that he punches a pad. And then Goldberg's like, yeah, fuck it. You know what? Look at me. I'm one of the most successful wrestlers ever because I was bashing my head against doors. I'm like, yeah, I'm on Goldberg's side. I'm already the Goldberg. You know, I don't even care about either of them right now. And I'm like, yeah, Goldberg is the one saying it's cool that I bash doors. Roman's like, I punch a pad. Like, what?
Right.
Right. Yeah. It's the responsible choice, though.
Well, it is a responsible choice. I appreciate that about it, but it doesn't look tough. That's all I'm saying. So
Aaron is on MTV's Fear right now.
Yeah, I'm on Fear.
Is that what that show was? I don't even know what that was.
If they had cams hooked up to their bodies and they'd like walk through like what, like a abandoned insane asylum, it would be like,
yeah.
Dudes, I'm going to ask you one last thing before we go. Okay.
Right. Okay.
I asked this poll on the Twitch feed. Okay. Who do you think of these people will be the first champion? Okay. Of WWE heavyweight champion. All right. Aleister Black, Velveteen Dream, Angel Garza, Tommaso Ciampa, and I had one more. I forgot who it was. Andrade.
Aleister Black. Champ
first.
I think Aleister Black, he's already in the company, which
right.
gives him a head start. And if it's true what you say, that Vince, he's in Vince's favor now, then that would add up.
Yeah. I mean, everyone chose Aleister Black, but I'm like, do you guys think that Dream or maybe Garza gets rocketed up? I think our Garza, the sky's the limit on the talent there. We all kind of agree, or some people do. I think
I think he's still got a long ways to go. Not maybe as far as talent goes, but as far as like getting the push and everything.
But sometimes in wrestling, it's weird. Like the random guy goes up. You know what I mean? Like
Jinder Mahal. Like,
true.
Yeah, WWE champion Jinder Mahal.
Where's he been?
He's socially distancing on a mountain doing his shanties right now. I believe that he's doing.
I forgot about that.
He's definitely back in Calgary getting free health care. I'll tell you that.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, God, true.
Anosha's mic sounds so good. yeah, that's it. That's all I had.
Yeah,
a lot of cool stuff going on. I mean, this Mania is shaping up to be, very interesting. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not going to feel like WrestleMania. It's just kind of going to be some matches. They've also announced that NXT, all the matches they plan for TakeOver will happen in the next couple of weeks. So we'll probably get the Cole, Dream match. All that stuff's going to happen on NXT. But, we have Matt Hardy debuted in AEW. I mean, they postponed Blood and Guts, you know. Brody, do you think that we'll talk about AEW and NXT more in the bonus episode, but do you think that Luke Harper has a shot of being a star as the leader of the Dark Order, as the exalted one?
No.
And it's not his fault. It's a zero zilch gimmick and idea. It's corny. And it doesn't have staying power. So no.
Why am I the only one who likes the Dark Order? Because I like that they're fucking incels.
Because you have bad, spooky taste.
Bad spooky taste. That's hilarious.
Or I should say your instincts in spookiness are off.
Not as refined.
I don't have
You're into John Cena's and Randy Orton's and like, you know, buff guys. You're not a spooky boy, Mark.
Right. Well, I mean, I made Darby Allin one of my guys. He's spooky boy, no?
He's like a sad boy.
A sad boy? Oh, he's more emo.
He's a sad boy. Yeah,
he's not a goth.
Spooky boy. So king of the spooky boys is Taker?
Yes, I would say so.
Let's talk about the spooky boys by the same second. So,
Taker?
All right, you want to list Newman let's name him, then you can rank him. But like Sting's a spooky boy, right? Stinger's the no. Aleister Black?
Aleister Black's a spooky boy. Every iteration of Bray Wyatt except for Firefly Funhouse Bray isn't like a spooky boy, but the Fiend is.
Right. Dream a spooky boy?
Dream, no.
No.
Okay. I just mean, I was curious where the range of it goes because he's kind of like more like a little.
Okay, got it. So mystical, I would say
you know what
the
I mean?
Spookiest of boys is probably the Fiend. Right.
The Fiend is more spooky than Taker, probably.
Yes.
But Kane is a pretty, when original Kane is a pretty hard spooky boy.
That's a spooky boy.
Yeah.
Mankind was a spooky boy?
OG like a crazy boy, not spooky boy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Because the spooky boys have powers.
Right.
Like so the boogeyman is a spooky boy.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
There you go.
He's my number one spooky boy, the boogeyman.
Yeah. who else? Yeah, I don't know. There's I would say, the range is probably the Fiend to who's like the bare minimum spooky?
Eric Rowan.
Abyss.
A one.
Spooky boy scale.
Right.
Is Eric Rowan.
Eric Rowan with a cage.
Right.
A 10 is the Fiend.
Well, the Fiend is probably the scariest spooky boy ever in a major promotion, no?
Yeah. Easily.
Definitely.
He's full on horror. Really far. What do you think? How do you think they're gonna schedule this Mania? It's gonna be two nights. Probably one night main event is Cena Fiend and one night Drew Brock.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the main events are? Or Edge? Do you think Edge Orton then one night? Edge Orton?
No, they added a second night so they could get. It'll be Reigns Goldberg.
Oh yeah! You think they'll just do both titles?
That's if they put that on Sunday night main event, I will lose my mind. That's a Saturday night match for sure.
I feel like they owe it to the ladies. Becky should main event one of those nights. No.
Yeah. I know it's not going to happen though because Shayna's just not main event material.
Right. But like Rhea Charlotte, that could main event, but then it's NXT title. I don't think Vince is going to want
to. Never going to main event.
Yeah. It's so many matches I want to watch. It's going to be a really fun weekend. I got to figure out what we're going to do for it. If we do a Twitch watch along or what we do.
We won't be social. Are we might not be socially.
They might loosen. No. We'll still be going, right?
Yeah.
We're still going? The Corona Mania will still be running wild?
It took China 4 months.
Right.
I'm not speaking about like the U.S. as a whole. I was talking about the three of us. Like, is there a world where we get to a point where
we start
together?
Just going like, all right, we're all fine, or no? Because we could always just pick it up, right?
I was talking to some as an Indian boy. I have a lot of doctors in my family. I was talking to two of them who work at UCLA, and they were
window washers, right?
And window washers, yeah. Very long line of window washers in the Patel family.
Racist by me, but it was just a joke that washed windows. I don't know.
I started the stereotype of Indian people window washing.
I've never seen an Indian person wash a window in my life.
Me either.
They pay people to do
until
that.
Until today.
So they were saying that what's going to happen most likely is that it'll come in waves or it'll leave in waves. Like people will all emerge from their homes because it's more safer. And then a new wave of Corona will come and that'll happen again. And then it'll get smaller and smaller waves until eventually like a year will go by and then it eventually will.
Well, yeah, I don't know if the three of us aren't sick, are we safe? In a month or like a month from when we went on lockdown, like,
yeah,
are we safe to congregate together or is it?
I don't know.
I don't know what to see, but by the way, we'll get into that as we go. I want to just give you guys, I watched Dark Side of the Ring, Chris Benoit part one.
Oh, I watched it. But the next one is on today.
Is it?
We're recording that.
Oh, I'm going to watch that. Tuesday. And also Vice gives like, 2 free hours on the app.
Yeah.
So be smart about it. Maybe wait till it's all there and then you can kind of, it gives you like 4 tokens that are half hour each and you can use them all in a row. So if you don't have Vice, just a tip, you can download the Vice app and you can watch the first part. That's going to take you 2 tokens. So make sure 2 parts are out because they're like 40 minutes long. All right. So you want to do it where you don't want to waste 20 minutes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or you could subscribe to Vice and share each other's passwords and stuff. I don't know. I don't even know if I can get into Vice with my provider. But check that out. Anything else you guys want to recommend? And we'll talk more in the movie dissection about stuff we're recommending, but everybody watch Beyond the Mat Monday. That movie dissection episode will come out for people who are part of the Cal Movie Club.
Yeah.
Cool.
And my only other recommendation is wash your hands, stay inside, support local businesses if you can. Don't touch your face like Dan does, we all do. But
general strike of all workers. Don't return to work if the government says you have to. We've never had more collective bargaining power. We can get the things we want. We brought the economy to a standstill because the workers' labor, it brings the value to the economy, not the billionaires. Eat the rich. That's all.
Wow. He didn't lag at all for that. Imagine what he said during those lags. Imagine how politically he got. So anyway, everyone, we'll be back here. The podcast is going to be coming out on Wednesdays. We're going to be recording it like this on Tuesdays for social quarantine mania. But our AEW NXT-centric bonus episodes still come out Friday morning, Daddy, Thursday night, Friday morning. I know everyone has nothing to do, so it's probably comes out on Thursday night, Friday morning. Our movie dissection episodes at the Cal Movie Club level, FKA, formerly known as the producer level, will come out on Monday. So watch a movie with us, talk about it. We'll start a thread so people can write what they thought about it. We'll factor that stuff in, so we'll add more interaction there. And every night, basically. And I'll let you know, I'll post on my Instagram and stuff, at Dan Black Attack, and we'll post in the group when I'm on, but twitch.tv/Dan Black Attack. Remember, you can help the podcast right now. If you have Amazon Prime, which I know you do, go to twitchprime.com, subscribe to us. That monthly gives us a little bit of cash. It's completely free to you guys. You get a free subscription on Twitch. It's very helpful to helping us grow. So yeah, twitchprime.com. Let's take money directly out of Jeff Bezos' pocket and puts it into the pocket.
Jeff Bezos pays my husband's paycheck.
Oh, that's right. Well, that means you're taking money out of Jeff Bezos' pocket. Yes. And the hoodies are done Friday. So get it.
Yeah.
And And if you upgrade your Patreon, you get Cal. You can be part of the Cal Mug World Order. I'm pumped to get a mug. Although I don't even know if Patreon's going to be. I might not even have this mug. I have to figure out how to get
it. It's exclusive, folks.
All right. Anyway, a lot going on because we're giving a lot of content. Everybody, thank you for being patient with us and keep watching Wrestling Kisses. Stay inside, watch wrestling, and cheers up.
Comedians of wrestling, I listen on
Wednesday.
When I go to work.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.